So, to our fortnightly segment with builder Stan Scott, who generously offers his advice to anyone who wants it. If we don't get through all the questions today, we'll do it again in a couple of weeks. And the email address for these questions, jesse@rnz.co.nz. Hi there, Stan.
Good, Jesse.
Where are you today and how are things going?
I'm in Gisborne and things are going pretty good actually. Just doing a few renovations around the house out the back and currently looking at the ocean, which is pretty good. The swell's picked up from tomorrow, so hopefully it blows offshore and everyone will be happy.
How's the temperature?
It's actually dropped. Someone was saying it's supposed to be hailing today, so I've actually just lit the fire and coming out of the rain. So it's even on these stormy days, it's... you know, every day looking at the ocean is a completely different day. So cold doesn't bother me too much. You just work faster, you know.
You surf through the winter?
Yeah, actually, I 100%. Yeah, I a couple of months ago, I bought a new wetsuit to get me through the winter, and oh, it's a life changer. I'm not that great on wearing booties, but a warm wetsuit and a hood through winter, I can last for probably at least 3 hours out there.
Great. Hey, well, people are really enjoying taking you up on your offer to help them out around the house. Charlene's got a good one. She's trying to dismantle a slat bed, and all is going well into the last screw, and she can't remove it because the head has been stripped, and she wants to know what options there are to get it out. She says she hasn't really got the lingo down, but using Google, she's helped explain what's going on. She says she thinks it's a threaded stud bolt with a slotted head, and this screw goes into another bolt for which the bed head long bolt goes through at a right angle. Yes. Basically, the bedside board is joined to the headboard. Now, I've had plenty of these sorts of beds, and basically, if you lose a part or something goes wrong, you're a bit screwed, really, literally.
Yeah, look, if it's the type of screw that I'm thinking, I know exactly what she means. In fact, I had exactly the same problem pulling apart my daughter's bed a couple of years ago. If it is a slot screw, and if the screw is on the outside of the timber, it's not recessed in, sometimes I've got a fine file or a coping saw or a hacksaw blade and actually filed in a slot to get in a bigger screwdriver and undo it. Failing that, you can get screw extractors. So basically, it's like a bit that goes into your drill bit. One side is like it was almost like a fat drill bit, and then the other side is the screw extractor. So you sort of drill a little hole into the end of your screw, and then you reverse it out with the other end of the screw extractor. And they're sort of pretty common to buy, you know, off the I think they were called Easy Screw on my packet that I bought, something like that. Failing that, what I couldn't actually get mine out, so I actually had to use a hacksaw blade and put the blade in between the two pieces of timber and cut the bolt out, and then they both fell out. And those bolts I found on the shelf at Mitre 10, actually.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Good luck, Charlene. Diana says, we've owned a few houses with uninsulated concrete floors over the years. We're working on one now. It has a plastic moisture barrier. What could we use to insulate the floor without losing much height? We'd like to put carpet and or laminate on it, and I've contacted many outfits without much success.
Well, look, for a start, laminate floor, generally you put that down if it's a floating laminate floor, like a clip-together style. That goes down on a insulating, like a 3 millimetre roll out. There's foil on one side and foam on the other, which does give you a certain amount of insulation, and it does feel quite different underfoot. It actually feels quite nice. If you want to have carpet, the only thing I could really suggest, if you don't want to increase the height, there is a company called Warm Floor. Now, they do like an under carpet insulation, not an insulation, I should say, like a mat. So it's almost like an electric blanket that goes, it can go underneath tiles, wooden floor or carpet. And that's a good way of warming your house up too. But, you know, in my shed, when I'm in there quite a bit, and I had the same problem. There was no polythene underneath the concrete slab, and it was pretty cold in there in winter. So the height issue wasn't a problem for me. So I actually bolted down some 50 by 50 battens onto the floor, and then I got some floorboards and laid it on top. In fact, there wasn't even floorboards. It was just very cheap pine boxing timber, like a 300 mil wide, and it was rough sawn. It's pretty much the cheapest floor I could ever get. I laid that down, and I cramped it up nice and tight and glued all the joints, and they were just butt joined, and I just stained it, and it looks $1 million. So now, and I actually just gave it a very light sand to keep the bandsawed marks on the timber, so it's smooth, but it's still got that old school floor look. But probably not suitable in her house. So I'd recommend them having a look at warm floor.
Great, thank you. Hey, have we known this one before? I don't think we have, but let me know if we have. Someone would like to increase the storage space in their house by putting some stuff in the roof, and they're asking if putting in an attic stair is very difficult.
Oh, no, actually, that's a really good project to do. You just, funny enough, I've actually got a video on that if you want to just how to install an attic stair, and
yeah.
I think it's Mitre 10 on YouTube. And there's a couple of different attic stair companies that sell different sizes, and there's different weight bearing. So if you're going to be going up and down a huge amount, there'll be a different loading. So you might want to get a slightly more heavy duty one. And there's lighter ones. If it's just an occasional use, you're just popping some stuff up in the roof. But the main thing is that you don't cut any structural members. When you put them in, you want to be putting them in between your rafters or in between your trusses. So it's right to chop a nog out that's in between your trusses, but certainly you don't want to cut any of those structural members. And it's a pretty simple sort of job. You basically just follow the instructions on the pack or on my video, and it just goes in, and then the stairs fold down, and you unbolt the last fold-out stair. The last piece that comes down is about a metre, and you just cut they have excess on the bottom rung for you to chop off depending on which height it is.
Yeah.
And so depending on your height of your ceiling, whether it's 2.4, 2.7, 3 metres, will depend on which model you buy.
Stan Scott, what a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Jesse. Cheers, buddy. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. You too. That's Dan Scott. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. I see we have a couple of questions that remain unanswered. So, sorry, guys. Your DIY jobs will have to wait for another fortnight. Hey, our Critter of the Week T-shirts are back. They're the classics, the original design. You can find a link to them. They're only available for a limited time. So if you missed out last time, do get in as quick as you can and order one. There's also kids sizes, and they'll be with you in time for Christmas. All the details, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.